Perhaps you've seen a TV ad attacking Mike Kaufman. It's run by the League of League of Conservation Voters. The LCV was created back in the late 1960s. David Brower, their original founder, was a radical environmentalist. And this was in the heyday, the early days of the environmentalist movement. Their mission statement says, in part, to advocate for sound environmental policies and to elect pro-environmental candidates who will adopt and implement such policies. So it's not an environmental research group as much as it is a political activist group trying to defeat, in essence, Republicans. Every year they publish what they call their Dirty Dozen list, which is almost exclusively Republicans on the list, dirty in the eyes of the League of Conservation Voters. They'll throw in a few Southern Democrats here and there. But they work hard to defeat Republicans. That's why they're targeting Mike Kaufman. The problem with this group and others like it, not every environmental group is a radical group, but this one is. They gave George W. Bush as president an F on their report card, explaining that Bush favors corporate interests over the public's interest in a clean, safe, and healthy environment. Well, the public is also concerned about business because the public wants jobs, those people in the public that don't work for government. They want some private enterprise firm to hire them. And private enterprise firms have to flourish in order to hire more people. And the mentality of groups like this is their refusal, their disregard for balancing environmental interests with economic interests. They're very one-sided. They exaggerate positions knowing that ultimately there will be a compromise. And if they start with exaggerated demands, they can pull that compromise farther in their direction. They're unreasonable and intractable. Anyway, they're running some attack ads on Mike Kaufman well in advance of the November 2014 election. And I got an email from a couple of people saying, why don't you get Mike Kaufman on the air, and why isn't he spending some money defending himself? And Mike is on the show frequently, and he and I are friends, so I thought it would be a good opportunity to have him on, and we've got him with us right now. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Why don't we let the listeners hear that ad that's running, and then have you comment on it.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is the African ostrich, tall, flightless, head in the sand. And this is Congressman Kaufman, also with his head in the sand, on climate change. 97% of scientists agree climate change is real. NASA says it's worsening extreme weather. But Kaufman is so extreme, he questions whether climate change is even a problem and opposes common sense efforts to reduce carbon pollution. Tell Congressman Kaufman it's time to act on climate change.
All right. We'll get to a deconstruction of this and that phony statistic about 97% of climate scientists. I've got some specifics on that. That one is a gross misrepresentation. It has a great deal to do with a tiny sample size and the spun way the question is presented. As I said, David Brower started this outfit. Gene Karpinski is now the head of it. Gene Karpinski worked as a field director for People for the American Way. That's the ultra-left-wing Norman Lear group that started, oh, I don't know, back in the 80s or so to attack Ronald Reagan, or maybe even earlier than that. In any event, so that's where they sit. That's where they're coming from. What's your reaction to this, and how come you're not doing anything publicly to defend yourself?
Well, guys, it's so early, but here's what is so unprecedented about this. This is the largest infusion of outside special interest cash in a Colorado congressional race in the history of our state. I mean, this buy that they've done is about about $800,000 buy, which is just extraordinary. Obviously done in behalf of my opponent, liberal Denver Democrat Andrew Romo.
Yeah, let me stop right there too. This is a 527 group.
Mm-hmm.
And they're allowed to run political ads, but they can't go so far as to say, vote for Andrew Romanoff. So they have to have this phony little tag saying, tell Mike Kaufman what you think. That's obviously not their intent. And by the way, their mission statement clearly says that they want to elect, let me get their exact wording. to advocate for sound environmental policies and to elect pro-environmental candidates who will adopt and implement such policies, and virtually exclusively those candidates that they endorse are Democrats. And this is a swing seat. It's a key seat. It's one that's been gerrymandered to make it more winnable for a Democrat. You've been in that seat when it was a safe seat for a Republican. So out-of-state money from environmental groups and any other group that just wants a Republican majority in the U.S. House is going to pour in here to help Romanoff win.
Well, once a Democrat majority. And
a Democrat majority.
This group, clearly they want things like a carbon tax. They don't want the XL pipeline, the Keystone pipeline built. You know, they want investments in things like Solyndra. Just absolutely stunning. And so obviously they think that if they get rid of me, they're going to have a loyal soldier on the far left. And that's probably true. That is true. But and it's stunning. And of course, the way, if you go to the website, that they put, they don't say tax. They don't say carbon tax. They say legislation to put put a price on carbon. that's a tax.
Now, what they want to do is create an early impression. And if you're not funded at this point campaign-wise, so far in advance of the election to counter, that early impression can become indelible. That's their strategy.
Sure. Well, it is stunning. I mean, to do it, I think obviously they're trying to see if they can move some numbers and get some other, you know, outside groups to come into Colorado on their heels, but it is a stunning amount. I mean, $800,000 ad buy, well over a year out of the election, is just unprecedented. But it tells you how much outside groups are going to play in this race, particularly on the left.
All right, when we come back, let's deal with the assertion that 97% of climate experts agree humans are causing global warming. I don't know if you have all the info on that statistic and how misleading it is, but I've got it. We can talk about that after these words on 850 KOA.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
I've been telling you about my friends at American Financing for some time now. They're sponsoring this hour of my podcast. Work with salaried loan officers, get pre-approved in an hour, close in as fast as 8 days. 303-695-7000 or online at AmericanFinancing.net. Congressman Mike Koppen on the line with us. We're talking about this attack ad being run way in advance of the election, funded with money from an out-of-state operation called the League of Conservation Voters and whoever else contributes to that group. The current president is Gene Karpinski with Ralph Nader credentials. He was executive director of the Colorado Public Interest Research Group. Those PER groups are Nader groups. He also did a stint with People for the American Way. And he joined Congress Watch, which was another Nader operation. It's a division of Public Citizen. So you know where he sits. And in this ad, they're making the claim that 97% of experts say that human activity is causing climate change. I've got some specifics on the source of that. Mike, are you fluent in that, or would you like
Sure. My view is that It's naturally occurring, number one, but certainly man-made activity influences that at the margins, and I think it's debatable how much that is. But certainly, we know that carbon emissions are bad, and we ought to do everything responsible to bring them down in a balanced approach between environmental concerns and economic concerns.
Well, specifically, the claim that 97% of climate scientists agree on this is simply preposterous. There are various places where this statistic comes from. One place is a study done by Duran and Zimmerman, and they had a sample size of 79 climatologists, 79, way too small a sample size, and that group was self-selected, not randomly picked. The two questions they asked were this one, number one: when compared with pre-1800s levels, do you think that mean global temperatures have generally risen, fallen, or remained relatively constant? Well, there's no debate about that. Even people who are skeptics about the degree of human influence all agree that since the mini ice age, temperatures have fallen all over the globe. So to attach 97% or 100% to that question is meaningless. But here's the key question. Do you think human activity is a significant contributing factor in changing mean global temperatures? The word significant isn't defined here. And again, Their sample size was 76 out of 79 self-selected participants. Another way of phrasing that question more accurately, if one is interested in accuracy, would be to say, do you believe that anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions, that is, those emissions caused by human activity, were the primary factor, 50% or more, in the observed mean global temperature increase since the mid-20th century? They didn't ask that question. And had they asked that question, they would have gotten a number far below 97%, which is why they didn't ask that question.
Yeah, you know, I think it's amazing. And one thing that I've certainly read and from viable sources is that a lot of the research that's being done, when you put your application in to get a grant, if you don't submit to the, you know, the orthodoxy of climate change by the radical environmentalists, you're not going to get a grant.
Yeah, and then when they cite NASA, they're referring to James Hansen, who's a radical environmentalist and one of the leaders of the alarmist movement on man-caused global warming. This is mostly James Hansen at NASA making these comments.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, they're going to beat you over the head with this 97% figure, misleading as it is. They're going to spend a lot of money on ads, and that's going to create a public perception that's going to put you on the defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way the game is played.
It is, unfortunately.
When are you going to start running ads?
Oh, my gosh, I don't think we're going to run ads until next year, until closer to the campaign. Now, there may be, who knows, if there's some more conservative groups that are going to step in to counter this. I can't speak to that. You know, I don't know. But, you know, it's obviously disconcerting to see what's going on, and I hope that it certainly mobilizes conservatives across the state of Colorado and across the country to get involved in the campaign.
And Coloradans tend to resent a lot of out-of-state money pouring in to influence local elections. So
this is just unprecedented—an unprecedented amount. I mean, it's normal to have, particularly during the election year or during the fall campaign, outside groups coming in. And I don't think that's necessarily a positive feature of American politics. But to come in with a single ad buy for a single ad from one group at $800,000 in special interest outside money is unprecedented in the state of Colorado. And I hope the people of Colorado react to it.
Well, in the meantime, it'll be up to people like me. You don't have to pay for ads on this show.
Sure, I'll be. Thank you.
A, I'm biased in your direction, and B, I understand the devious tactics that groups like this lead, and I can challenge them on a factual basis. Mike, best of luck to you.
Thanks, Mike.
When we come back, we're